It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. There's an old Victorian home in the Eastern Panhandle that's full of cats and attracting people from all over.
I've just been an animal lover all my life, and when I first heard about the concept of cat cafes in the United States, it just seemed to be the wave of the future, how adoptions are going to be handled, so I just wanted to be part of that.
That story's coming up. This is West Virginia Morning. Republicans David McKinley, Alex Mooney, and Carol Miller, who represent West Virginia's 1st, 2nd, and 3rd districts, respectively, in the House of Representatives, each voted against both articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump. Dave Mistich has more.
In a statement following the vote, McKinley defended the president, stating that the vote, quote, sets a precedent that impeachment is no longer based on evidence, but instead who holds the majority in the House. In a series of tweets, Mooney said Trump did nothing wrong and that the articles of impeachment were, quote, meritless. Miller spoke on the floor ahead of the vote, stating there was zero cause for the charges against the president. She argued that Congress has been preoccupied with impeachment rather than the work of the American people. The articles accused Trump of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, stemming from his handling of Ukraine. They were approved on mostly party-line votes. Trump will now stand trial in the Senate, where U.S. Senators Joe Manchin, a Democrat, and Shelley Moore Capito, a Republican, will act as jurors along with the rest of the members. A two-thirds majority, or 67 votes, is needed to remove the president from office. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Dave Mistich.
Two West Virginia counties are set to receive more than $5.5 million federal dollars for broadband infrastructure. Emily Allen has more.
According to a press release from the United States Department of Agriculture, Wetzel and Tyler counties have been awarded funding from the agency's ReConnect program. The USDA says the funding consists of both loans and grants. The money is expected to help more than 3,000 West Virginia homes and nearly 200 businesses in the area. The Ohio Valley Industrial Business Development Corporation will use roughly $2 million to build a fiber-to-the-home network system across Wetzel County. The USDA says the project will require another $2 million from another source. The Tyler County Development Authority will use a $1.7 million grant to enhance broadband access in its county. It will also receive a $1.7 million loan. The USDA said it received 146 applications nationwide for its ReConnect program. The agency is considering these requests on a rolling basis. In a news release Wednesday, the USDA says it plans to award $550 million in 2020. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Emily Allen.
Every year for Christmas, cats and dogs are given as gifts, but many end up in animal shelters. About 3 million cats enter animal shelters every year in the United States, according to the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, or ASPCA. And every year, about 860,000 are euthanized in shelters. But as Liz McCormick reports, places like cat cafes may be helping more cats find forever homes.
Good morning.
In downtown Berkeley Springs, Morgan County, in a two-story Victorian-style house, about 50 cats and kittens are roaming freely. All have been spayed or neutered, defleed, dewormed, socialized, and are up to date on their shots. Give Purrs a Chance opened in May 2017. For an $8 admission fee, a person has access to Purrs and its feline residence for an entire day. They can come cuddle kitties for an hour or two, walk down the street for a bite to eat or a cup of coffee, and then return for more cuddles. If you want to take one home, it's a $100 adoption fee. Purrs is a nonprofit cat adoption agency that was created by local resident George Farnham. He got the idea from cat cafes that have been popping up in the U.S. since 2014.
I've just been an animal lover all my life, and when I first heard about the concept of cat cafes in the United States, it just seemed to be the wave of the future, how adoptions are going to be handled, so I just wanted to be part of that.
Farnham calls Purrs a cat cafe, but it doesn't serve food or drink. Farnham says to do that, the West Virginia Health Department required a closed-off area for food prep and a separate entrance, so he opted not to serve food. But the nonprofit does offer free-ranging cuddle buddies, which is a staple of cat cafes, so he hung on to the term.
We're going upstairs to the second floor.
The house has hardwood floors, colorful walls, cat-themed artwork, beanbag chairs, and plenty of toys. There are places for cats to lounge, hide, or climb. Farnham says the cats mainly come from four nearby rescues and shelters in the Eastern Panhandle and from across the border in Hagerstown, Maryland. Brianna Vanskoy is a part-time employee at PERS.
I think it's easier for people to adopt a cat here because there's less pressure and they can spend more time getting to know an animal. And that gives them a lot of opportunities to get to know an older cat as opposed to a kitten.
According to the ASPCA, more than 1.5 million cats are adopted every year from shelters. Since 2014, cat cafes have popped up around the country, and most are adoption-focused. But some animal welfare organizations are concerned cat cafes may not be the best environments for kitties, that they create stressful, closed environments that are constantly changing. But for Farnham, PERS has been successful. Since they opened 2.5 years ago, they've had more than 15,000 visitors, some international from places like Ireland and France, and they've had more than 700 adoptions.
We think we have a tremendously positive image for West Virginia, that we've attracted so many people from so many states that come specifically just to play with the cats here.
And for the cats themselves, Farnham says he believes having a free-range environment gives cats the ability to live freely and happily until they find their forever home. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Berkeley Springs.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.